you desperately need to set up an organic growers market, and you need to set up a set of offices within it for various organisations which have no office space and where we can't go. It should be a one-stop place where you can come in with a few cases of product with your name on it, set your price. It should be graded as to how you've grown it, and that's fairly easily done. Some people use minimal pesticides, others use zero. So you need a set of grades. The growers should be registered with the co-op and guarantee their product. The co-op can, and often or always does in New Zealand, test product for residual chemicals. But sometimes we have a lot of chemicals in product where we didn't intend to. And if you're listening to a talkback program on radio the other morning, a woman rang in, she gardens organically. She bought an old orchard that hadn't been used for 14 years. She free-ranged her chickens. She tested her eggs, and she had inedible eggs. They were full of dildrin, and they probably will be for the next 40 years. And she can't feed them to her family, and she can't sell them. And we've poisoned a lot of this country. We've poisoned so much of the United States, we've destroyed 40% of the groundwater, and almost all the farms that have been under commercial intensive use are quite useless to us because none of the products from them achieve any better than 3 or 4 times the minimum pollution that the World Health Organization would like to see us eating. Therefore, even with the best of intentions on some land, we can't offer poison-free products. And dildrin is a pretty rotten sort of thing to be eating. And there's a famous fact that the highest levels of DDT measured in history is in the breast milk of West Australian women. And that still stands, as far as I know. And I think you're still using DDT over here too. So, got to buy a way out of this. I became a very unwilling financial organiser. However, I personally don't trust myself to handle money, nor does anybody who knows me. It's always dropping out of my pocket. And I always get home with paper in this hand, some money in this hand, and it doesn't ever match up. So they have strict instructions on not to touch money at all. But what I do is to go around and help people set up these systems. There's a very fine system running in New Zealand called KELT, the Community Enterprise Loans Trust System. It's in every small town. It's the sort of thing that we must imitate, and that we should get a couple of people over from New Zealand. We'd have to pay their fares, and we'd have to pay them a fair week's wage. They're like me, they don't do anything else but travel and do these things, and set up a Community Enterprise Loans Trust program here, because KELT, rather like our Earth Bank system, the first trouble we strike is about a year after you start, and that is you have much too much money. What are you going to do with it? That's quite a problem. So we have to find other people to trade off money to who are starting up and able to get it in good systems, because we can't handle tremendous amount of capital without wasting some. So the stock market wastes almost all of it. You know, you can see many million or billion dollar investments around here on which there's no hope of return to the investor. The only way the banks make out is by constantly inflating the value of money. So these are all areas in which we've had to unwillingly tread. We should be setting up open pollinated seed companies which serve local seed needs, and which the seed is not owned. It's not patented seed. We should be setting up our own organic gardeners and farmers. We've got many, many farmers and small farmers who can't make a living serving the international commodity market. At the same time, we have absolutely no product available to us locally that I would care to eat. I always dislike leaving home because I know I'm going to be on rotten food all the way out and all the way back. It's only when you're leaking out of your own garden and you know that garden's good that you can actually trust it.